Today's shir is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Hey, as we be Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Amasayim Amasechta. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, 9 lines from the wide lines. Misha Berach, if somebody said the Malchus Achronis V'Shoifris V'Achkach, and after he said that, Nisman Alay Shoifer, he gets a Shoifer, the Lachas, Taikeya Mariva Taikeya, that he blows tekiya through a tekiya. Says the Gemara, the pshat in our Mishnah is tama, the lehavale shofar made korah. Since he did not have a shofar in the first place, that's why when he said the shmanesu, when he said the malchus, achronis and shofaris, that's why he had to say them without blowing the shofar along with what he was doing. However, havale shofar made korah, certainly if he would have had the shofar from the beginning, it would be better that he should blow the shofar together with saying the Malchus, Sechonis, and Shofaris, because that's the proper way of saying the Shemoneh Esrei with blowing the shofar along with it. Says the Gemara, Papa Bashmul Kamlet Sluye, where Papa Bashmul was davening Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and he was davening Musaf Rosh Hashanah, he was davening b'yichidus. Amar l'shamay. So he told his assistant, ki naharalach, when I will make a siman to you, when I will give you the sign, tekali, blow for me the shofar. At the end of every one of the malchus, achronis, and shofaris, blow for me. Amar l'rava, to which Rava said to him, loy amru, this halacha that we said, that we blow the shofar with malchus, achronis, and shofaris, says the Gemara, loy amru, was only said el bechavi ir, but not. That's only when you daven tefila betzibur. But if you daven tefila biyichidus, that there is no, you don't blow the shofar that way. The Rishash points out from here we see that even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur they did not daven in a way that somebody could hear their davening, because if they davened out loud on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he wouldn't have to make a special sign for his assistant to know that he was finished the Seder. And the fact that he had to make this special sign, that's why he had to make that, he made that siman. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Kshu Shoyman, when he's listening to Kiyah Shoyfer Shoyman al Seder, he hears Tekiyah through Tekiyah, Val Seder Abrochis, and they're connected to Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. But says the Gemara, Madver Dvar Mamurim, when was that said? Bechavi ir, when he's hearing Shemoneh Esrei, when he's davening b'tzibur. Avashloi bechavi ir, if he's not davening with a tzibur, Shoyman al Seder, v'shloi al Seder Prachas. We hear them, but we don't say it after each one. You have to say with the proper order that we've been learning when we speak about Tekiyah Shofar, but we don't blow them with Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofaris. We blow it in a different Seder. Here we see that the question of we blow the Shofar in middle of Shemoneh Esrei or not. I saw that the Paiskim say that they discuss what's the halacha of somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei in a shul, and he's in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, and everybody else, and the tzibur is up to the end of up to the place where we blow the shofar during Chayadish Elul. So the Cheshuki Chemed discusses: do we allow that person to blow the shofar in middle of Shemoneh Esrei? And he says that the halacha is that he should preferably avoid blowing the shofar during that time. Blowing the shofar during that part of the tefillah is only a minig, and since it's only a minig, it seems that we should not violate the halacha of interrupting the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei for that purpose. The yochid, says the Gemara Shlei, talk up, a yochid that didn't blow the shofar, chaver talk alay. Somebody else could blow the shofar on his behalf. Yochid shaloi birech, but if somebody didn't say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, and Chaveri Mevarchalov, somebody else cannot say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris on his behalf. Because The halacha is that one, says the Meiri, that one cannot be mitzi another person with tefillah unless he is the shemeya, unless he is the shliach tzibur. And even though we learned earlier on daf chav tesim and aleph, kol habrachas kulam, when we speak about brachas, besides the birchas hanenon, the halacha is apish yotza, even though I was already yotz the mitzvah, mitzi, I can be mitzi somebody else. The Yerushalmi says, that just like the Yerushalmi says that birchas hamazon is benching and birchas hanenon excluded, so too are birchas hamazon, krishma, and tefillah excluded. Birchas hamazon, he says, is excluded because the Torah says, v'chalta, v'sovata, v'rachta. Only the person who he himself said the eight makes the bracha. Someone else cannot say birchas hamazon on my behalf. Krishma, because the Torah says in the parasha of Krishma, v'shinantam. And again, the definition of v'shinantam is that I myself have to say these words. Someone else cannot say them on my behalf. And tefillah is that when we daven, each one of us is asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu al atzmai. Everybody's asking on their own for their own needs. And since each one of us has our own specific needs, we can't be yotzei tefillah by somebody else davening on our behalf. And therefore, the same thing here, if not that it's the shliach tzibur, which we're going to learn, that was the way Chazal established the Shemoneh Esrei. Under other circumstances, someone else cannot say daven for my behalf. And therefore, again, the Gemara says, Yochet Shalai Birech, if an individual did not say Malchus Zechonis M'Shaifers, Ein Chaveir Mervar Chalav, someone else cannot say Zechonis Malchus Shaifers on my behalf, even though when it comes to Kiyah Shaifer, somebody else could blow on my behalf. So, over here, we need to again repeat the question is when we speak about the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar, is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar a mitzvah shebeguf, that a person is obligated to do that mitzvah? For example, the halacha is that everybody has to wear tefillin, and one can't be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin by somebody else putting on tefillin on his behalf, because tefillin is a mitzvah shebeguf. Points out that the Pnei Yeshua, that the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is the mitzvah of hearing. And since the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is hearing, even though I didn't blow the shofar, as long as I hear the shofar, I'm yotze the mitzvah. And that's why our Gemara said that someone else could blow shofar on my behalf. And the Rosh proves that the primary mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is hearing the shofar. Because as we learned earlier, and I'm a sechta on Daf Chav Zayin, the Mishnah taught us how tekeil techabol techados. If somebody blows into an underground pit, an overground pit, he's not yotz the mitzvah shofar. From here we see that one has to hear the shofar. And the Mishnah over there is teaching us that if you do not hear the shofar properly, you're not yotz the mitzvah. However, the Shagas Arya points out that even though, as we're learning quite explicitly, that the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is to hear the shofar, that does not mean that there's no requirement to blow the shofar. And of course, he brings the raya. Going back to what we discussed also in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah taught us that we're only yotze the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar if the person who's blowing the shofar is somebody who's a bar chiyuva, somebody who himself is chayiv in the mitzvah shofar. That's why the Mishnah taught us that a cheres shoyt of a katan, if they blew the shofar, we're not yoytze the mitzvah. Again, very clearly indicating that not just is there a mitzvah of the hearing of the kol shofar, there's also a mitzvah of the blowing of the kol shofar. We see from here that hearing the shofar is not enough. We have to have both the hearing or blowing, or at the minimum, the blowing has to be with kavana, that the person who's blowing has a mind that I should be yotze with his blowing of the shofar. Says the Gemara, the other halacha that we learn is mitzvah b'taykin yotze memvarchim. There's a greater mitzvah to kiyah shofar than the saying the malchus, the chronis, and shofars. Ketzad. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Shtei ayaros, if there are two cities, achas taykin, In one city they have a shofar, achs mevarchim. In another city they have a baal tefillah who's going to say malchus zechrinus shofaris. Holchin lamakim shetayfin. We go to the place where they're going to blow the shofar. Vein holchin lamakim shevarchim. We don't go to the place where they have a baal tefillah. Ask the Gemara, pshita. Isn't that obvious? Ha deraisa, the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar is a chiv deraisa. Ha derabbanan. And even though points out the Rashba, we learned in the Gemara, the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Lefanai, Barosh Hashanah Malchus Zechrinus V'Shofaris. So isn't that a proof that, the saying Malchus Zechrinus V'Shofaris, it is a deraisa? So says the Rashba, what the Gemara over there means to say, it doesn't mean to say that it's a full-fledged deraisa. What it means to say is that there's an asmachta that it should be considered like a deraisa. But no one could suggest that Malchus Zechrinus V'Shofaris is a deraisa. But then I saw another pshat, that even if we'll say that saying Malchus Zechrinus V'Shofaris is a deraisa, it's still a deraisa that we derive from psukim. Whereas the chi of a blowing shofar is a full-fledged chi of deraisa. So when we have two deraisas, but one is something which is very explicit in the Torah, that the Torah expects us to do, and the other is only something that we derive from a drasha, the halacha that's explicit takes precedence over the halacha that's only derived through a drasha. So again, ask the Gemara, so what's the braisa teaching us? Certainly, if you have an option to go to a place where you're going to hear the shofar, or you have an option to go to a place where you're going to hear Malchus Zechrinus and shofaris, you should go there. Answers the Gemara like Tzricha, Da'afagav the Havadai, the Hos Safik, the town that they're blowing, saying Malchus Zechrinus and shofaris, is certainly going to, they certainly have about tefillah who's saying it. In the town where the shofar is blown, it's only a Safik if there's somebody who's going to blow the shofar. The Safik deraisa takes precedence over the Vadai of the Rabbanim. And many Achronim point out that there's a very famous Machloikus Rishonim. This halacha that we say, Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, is that a din midaraisa, or is that a din midrabbanim? And the Rambam's opinion is that Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra is only a din midrabbanim. So if that's the case, they ask, why is indeed the halacha where we have a Vadei Derabbanan and a Sofik Deraisa, why does the Sofik Deraisa take precedence over the Vadei Derabbanan? So many Mepharshim ask the question, and the Sfas Emes says that the halacha that we say Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, Sofik Derabbanan L'Kula, it's only a situation where I don't know if I did the mitzvah. So if I don't know if I fulfilled the mitzvah drabbanon, we say sofik drabbanon l'kula, and I need not do it again. When I have a shaila that I fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa or not, that's what halacha tells us sofik deraisa l'chumra, and we have to do it over again. But here, where we know for sure that we have not fulfilled the mitzvah, and the only question is, which should we do? Should we do the deraisa, even though it's a sofik, or should we do the rabbanon, which is a do the deraisa, which is a sofik, or do the rabbanon, that's a vadai? Still, when the question is that I'm going to do the mitzvah, I know for sure I haven't fulfilled it. The sofik deraisa takes precedence over the vadai the rabbanon. So we learned in the Mishnah, shem shetzliach tzibur chayiv, just like the shliach tzibur is chayiv and malchus zechrinus and shofaris. So too, every person has to daven himself. That was the opinion of the Tanakama. Gamliel's opinion was shlich tzibur moitzis rabin dei chavasam, that the shlich tzibur could be moitzi the entire tzibur. Tana, Amar the Rabbi Gamliel, l'dvarecha, according to your opinion that the shlich tzibur could say it on behalf of all of us. So the question is, Lama tzibur mispalalim. Why do the tzibur have to say it? We should be yotzi with the baal tefillah. Om lehem, today lehaz the shliach tzibur tefillosai. While we're davening the Shemoneh Esrei, the shliach tzibur is preparing that he's going to prepare his Shemoneh Esrei, that he could be yotzi all of us with the Malchus Zechrinus V'Shofaris. Om lehem Gamliel, and now Gamliel says to the Tanakam, to the Racham, to the Rechem, Lama shliach tzibur yoyal lefnei ateva. Why do we have Chazar Sashatz if everybody has to say their own Shmoneh Esrei? Amar Lo Techam respond, Kedai Lahaitzi Eshein Baki. Because there may be people who don't have the ability to daven for themselves. So since they don't have the ability to daven for themselves, we have a Shlich Tzibur davening on their behalf. Amalei, so to which Rabbi Gamliel said, once you've agreed that the Shlich Tzibur is Moitzi the Einabaki, Shem Shu Moitzi as Sheinabaki, Kach Moitzi Sabaki, he could say Shmoneh Esrei for everybody in the same. There's no reason, the way the Rashba explains the Gemara, there's no reason why the Baki and the Einabaki should be treated differently. And just like if the halacha is that the Baki, that he's Moitzi the Einabaki, he's Moitzi the Baki. The Ritva says he's not going to agree with the Rashba because it's obvious that there's a very big difference between a Baki and Ein Baki. And therefore, the Ritva says that what the Gemara means to say is that when you have the factor that it's a Tzibur, so since it's a Tzibur, that's why the Shlich Tzibur could be Moitzi them, because in the Tzibur you're going to have Baki, Bekiyim, and Ein Bekiyim, and once the Shlich Tzibur is Moitzi the Ein Bekiyim, he's Moitzi the Baki as well. Tosfos says, quoting the Bahag, the Hilchos Gedolos, that somebody made a mistake when he davened Shmoneh Esrei, and he omitted something that he's supposed to say. For example, it's Rosh Chodesh, and he omitted saying Yalav Yovai. Says Tosfos, based on this Gemara, based on what Rav Gamliel says, that you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's adequate that you should just. It's adequate that you should just hear the Chazar Sashatz, and once you hear the Chazar Sashatz, hear the Gemara or Gamaliel said that that's the primary way to be Yoytza the Mitzvah, and with that you can be Yoytza the Mitzvah, you don't have to repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei. But then, there's an interesting Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer says in the Tshuvas that when somebody davens along with the Shlich Tzibur, he is Yoytzi the primary, that's the primary way of being Moitzi davening. Because when you daven along with the Shlich Tzibur, that's called Tfilat Tzibur, because you have that you're davening, and also you have the Baal Tfilat davening. Ramosha in the Shas Tshuvas, Igros Moshe, takes great exception on this Tshuva from the Chsam Sofer, and Ramosha in the Tshuva writes, I'm just reading his words. Tshuva zehin dvarim mutoim. This tshuva represents a mistake. Shokain borish einzav divrei Chsam Sofer. He says it's certainly not something that the Chsam Sofer said. Ve'ein lochish l'tshuva zu, and one should not even pay attention to this tshuva because Chazal Ramosha said established that the tefillah should be that we each daven our own Shmoneh Esrei. And then after we each daven our Shmoneh Esrei, then the Shlich Tzibur says Chazar Sashatz. That's the proper order of the way we're supposed to daven. And since that's the way that we're supposed to daven, that is not what the Chsam Sofer said. What we daven along with the Shlich Tzibur. Amar Rabbi B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'in Chacham L'Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that the primary tefillah is done through the Shlich Tzibur. Rav Chanan Amar, Rav Chanan says, ain't a dayni machlokes. But I saw that the Paiskim discuss that even though here we just learned that the Gemara says that everybody agrees that the primary way of davening Shmoneh Esrei is with the Shlich Tzibur saying the Chazar Sashatz, and Gamliel says that that's the way one should daven, and we just quoted the Chsam Sofer, but there's this issue that if the Shlich Tzibur has someone in the shul that he doesn't like and he doesn't get along with, so such a person cannot be the Baal Tefillah. And in fact, El Yerabis quotes the Mekubalim, Misha Eina Mavis Sina B'Yom Kippurim, if somebody doesn't have the ability to take away any animosity he has from people in the Tzibur on Yom Kippur, ain't Tfilosu Nishmas. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Nun Gimel, Sifkot Nun Zayin, he says, "Amnasis Soinei
l'shliach tzibur. If somebody's enemy became the shliach tzibur, lachash sheheskem alav, after I agreed that he could be the shliach tzibur, su eina yachid yachol l'mchais. He can't protest. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, ella hashliach tzibur mechuyev loim b'beferish. The shliach tzibur should say she yosser hakinam ilibav yatziana b'tfilosai, that I don't have any issues with anybody, and I want to be mitzi everybody with the tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, "If the shliach tzibur shum ktat ve'eva, if the shliach tzibur has any issue im echad mi'akol with anybody in the community, as tzarich lahamra davol fnei rav, this question should be brought to the rav of the community or yakol or to the committee. Lefasher lasses kol shenira lam nochin, they should do whatever it can to bring back peace. If yesh tzarin menim tzad shekinagdoi, but if the people, the Baal Tefillah, is prepared to do whatever it takes to be able to get along with the other people, and the person doesn't want to be Meichel, then the halacha is, then we can't have any issue," says the Mishnah Berurah. But what we're supposed to do is try to get that everybody should get along, everybody particularly to who's davening in the same community, and we have the same Shliach Tzibur, then the Shliach Tzibur has to be Meichel everybody. And she says, and the Cheshuke Chemet says that what every Shliach Tzibur should do is he should say, Ribbono Shel Olam, kach kasha hayli l'slayach l'mechal adam zeh. It's difficult for me to forgive this person. But still, ani mizgab es gabarti al rukshoysai, I'm overcoming my feelings, and I meichaloi b'v'leiv shalom, and I forgive everybody who I may have an issue with in this community. Honor Ribbono Olam. So he says the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach u'mechal li gam ato al v'noisei p'shoi sheli v'shaklam Yisrael. He says that person should say that I'm meichel everybody, and just like I'm meichel everybody, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meichel me, and me meichel us for following such a behavior. Shama Rav Chibarei, the Rebbe Nachaini, that they said that the Chum agreed with Gamliel's opinion. Also, Amra Lashmatza Kamei, the Rav Dimi Bechanina. So he went and he said over this halach to Rav Chema Bechanina. Amalei Hacha Amarav, Adayani Machlaikis, the Chum did not retract. Amalei Rabba Bechana Nami Hachikama. Rabba Bechana said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ki Amar Rav Yochanan Hashmatza, when Rav Yochanan said that the Chacham agreed with Rav Gamliel, Rav Shlokish disagreed, and he said Adayni Machlokes, that there is still Machlokes. Asked the Gemara, but how can we possibly say, Omi Amar Rav Yochanan Haki, how can we possibly say that the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel, Vam Rav Chana Tzipura, Amar Rav Yochanan Hilchasek Rav Gamliel, that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, that everybody can be yotze with the shliach tzibur. But says the Gemara, by saying that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, isn't that clearly indicative, the mechlal, the pligi, that they still are arguing? Because everybody agree with Rav Gamliel, then why would the Gemara say halacha Rav Gamliel? There's nobody that disagrees. Says the Gemara, kisolik Rav, an answer, kisolik Rav Abba Miyami, when Rav Abba came back from his travels at sea, Pirsha. This is the way he explained how we could resolve the difficulty in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. May the Chacham Rav Gamliel, the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel, the Brachos Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. They may be all year round, they hold that we can't rely with on the Shliach Tzibur. On Yom Kippur, we do. Halacha, and when he said the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, indicating that the Rabbanim don't agree with Rav Gamliel, that's the Brachos to Kol Hashanah. All year round, there we have to have everybody davening their own Shemoneh Esrei. Eini, ask the Gemara, is that true that the Chum agree with the Gamliel at least on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Chanan Tzipporah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Gamliel, B'brach Shal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So it seems that the Chachamim are not only just arguing with Rav Gamliel all year round, but they're arguing even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Al Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ma'am Moedim, who's the Chachamim that agreed with Gamliel at least on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Rameya. And when Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, Mechlal the Pligi, who are still arguing with the Rabbanon, who are still arguing with Gamaliel Rabbanan. In other words, we have three opinions. The opinion of Rav Meir, the opinion of the Chachamim, and the opinion of Rav Gamaliel. Rav Gamaliel always holds that we could be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. The Chacham hold, always, preferably, everybody should daven themselves. And Rav Meir agrees with Rav Gamaliel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Brachos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Shliach Tzibur Moitze Rabbim Yidei Chavosim, Divrei Rav Meir, that everybody can be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. But Chacham Omrim, Kishem Shel Shliach Tzibur Chayiv, just like the Shliach Tzibur has to daven for himself, Kach Koyachiv Yachid, Chayiv, so too, everybody has to daven for themselves and not be yotze with the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. Maishnohani asked the Gemara, according to the opinion of Rav Meir, there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and all year round. Asked the Gemara, Maishnohani, Ilay Mishum Den Fishi Kro, because as we learned earlier in Amasechta, when it comes to Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris, we have to say all the Psukim, and that's why it's much more difficult. V'amrav Chananel Amarav, Kivin Sh'amav Sarasla Kosov Lamer, once somebody just said the words, V'sarasla Kosov Lamer, Shuvayna Tzarech, he doesn't have to say the Pasuk. By just saying that these concepts of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris are mentioned in the Torah, that's enough that you should be yotze the chiyuv of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. So that's not so much. Says the Gemara, what it was meant was Mishum the Ashri Brachas. On Shemana Esrei of Yom Narayim, there are nine brachas. We normally don't say so many brachas in a tefillah, certainly not on a yontif. And because of that, the halacha is that it's more complicated and one person could say the bracha for everyone else. Gufa, Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav, Kivan Sh'amar B'Sarascha Kosov Leimar. Once somebody says, B'Sarascha Kosov Leimar, Shuvayin and Tzarech, we don't have to say the psukim themselves. Sovimine, so they thought what he meant to say was, Hani Mili B'Yachid, that when a person is davening for himself, just saying V'Sarascha Kosov Leimar is adequate. Aval Tzibur Loi Itmar. But when the Shliach Tzibur, when he's saying the Chazar Sashatz, he certainly has to articulate all the brachas. Amala Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but to that Rabbi Yeshua said, Echad Yachid, Echad Tzibur, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Yachid or a Tzibur. Kivin Sh'amav Sarasko Kosov Leimer, once he says the words of Sarasko Kosov Leimer, Shuvayin Tzarech, he doesn't have to say anymore. Amar Belazar, La'olam Yazder Adam Tfilosoi, a person should first prepare himself before he davens the Shemoneh Esrei, V'akach Yisbawel, and afterwards he should to daven. Amar Rav Abba, Mestaber Milsader Belazar, when did Rav Elazar say this? The bracha shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. When we speak about the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, v'shel prokim, or the tefillah that we say on Yom Tovim. So since we're not so familiar with those tefillahs, we need to prepare ourselves. Av the kol shana, the tefillahs of the whole year, then we're so familiar with those tefillahs, loy. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Rav Yehuda Masada Tzlusa Imatzli, Rav Yehuda would always prepare himself before he's daven. So we see it's not limited to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Yom Tovim. Answers the Gemara, Shana Rav Yehuda, Kivin the Matlasa Yom, Latlasa Yom, Havim Matzli, Rav Yehuda would only daven once every 30 days. So for him, whenever he daven is Prokim Dami, it's something that he's not familiar with. And since it's not something that he's not familiar with, that's why he always had to be Masada Tfilosoi before he davened. So I saw the Emory Emes explained that, not that he davened, not that he didn't daven, but as we learned in Masechta Brachos, one could fulfill his obligation to davening with saying Havineinu. And since Rabbi Yehuda was so engrossed with his learning, he didn't say the full Shemoneh Esrei only once every 30 days. And because he didn't say the full Shemoneh Esrei once every 30 days, that's why he only said Avineinu, so he had to prepare himself. So then I saw from Rabbi Yosef Engel why, if he was engrossed in learning, and because he's engrossed in learning, he's exempt from saying the whole long Shemoneh Esrei, so why did he say it every 30 days? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, that Yud Amin Aleph teaches us, Adam nois and pruta la'ani, zoicha mekal pnei shechina. When somebody gives tzedakah, he's zoicha to see the shechina. Shenema ani betzedek. Tzedek is loshin tzedakah, echza penaka. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer yah pruta l'ani, he would give money tzedakah for hadem atzli. Siv ani betzedek echza penaka. And we also know that the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, says, Hamispalel tzarich shiyir atzmai kila shechina kenegdai. He should imagine as if the shechina is in front of him. And the Gemara says that a person should at least try to see the shechina once every 30 days. It's part of the nusach where we say every month by Kiddush Levana, where we quote the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, so even though Rabbi Yehuda had a valid reason not to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, at least once a month he wanted to daven the Shemoneh Esrei properly, and make sure that he should be zoicha to kabbalas pnei shechina, to see the Hakadosh, see the shechina properly. So Agamar, the Rambam says that based on this Gemara, says the Rambam, so not only the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do we have to prepare ourselves before davening, but every Rosh Chodesh, since we only say the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh once a month, we prepare ourselves. The Rabbeinu Menoyach says that this halacha, that before you daven, you have to prepare yourself, only applies, he says, to somebody who's davening by heart. But somebody who's davening from a siddur, from a machzor, doesn't have to do so because he has the siddur and the machzor in front of him. And in fact, the Rama says that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Menoyach. And if somebody is davening from a siddur or a machzor, this halacha of lo'ilam yaz the adam tfilosai does not apply. So the Taz, however, says that when does the Rama's leniency apply? It's only for helping us being able to read the words. So if you have a siddur or a machzor in front of you, that's going to create that you're going to read the words properly. But what it doesn't help for is understanding the words. And in order to be able to understand the word, says the Taz, you have to prepare yourself. You can't rely for when you're davening. And therefore, according to the Taz, one always, especially for tefillahs that we don't really understand, the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, one should prepare himself before to understand the words. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies on Chanukah, that before one says Ala Nisim on Chanukah, the tefillah that we're not accustomed to say, we should be careful to prepare it. Certainly, if we're davening by heart, we should be careful. But even if we're davening from a siddur, at least we should be careful to make sure that we understand the words that are being said by us when we daven. Amar Rabba Acha Bar Avira, Amar Rabba Shem Chassid, the Poitai Rabba Gamliel, Afil Am Shem Tzadus. He says that even the people who are not in the shul when the Shlich Tzibra is davening, could be yoytza with the tefillah of the Shlich Tzibra. Says the Gemara, V'loy Miba Yehane Dekayim Ahachi. It seems that Rav Gamliel would certainly hold that the people who are in the shul can be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Ask the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. Adrabba, hani anisim. The people who are not in shul are for some reason unable to get to shul. And since they're unable to get to shul, that's why they can rely on the shliach tzibur. Hani, the people who are in the shul, who could daven themselves, why should they rely on the shliach tzibur? The Tana Abba Bereder of Yom Barchia, Am Shachurei Kahanim, people who are in the shul and are standing behind the Kahanim, not facing the Kahanim, when the Kahanim duchem, when the Kahanim say Nesias Kapayim, and they're just not able or not willing to bother to come in front of them, and Bechlal Brocha. That means the people who cannot make it to shul, when the Kahanim say Nesias Kapayim, a yoitza with the Kahanim's Nesias Kapayim. But the people who are in shul and don't go to stand in front of the Kahanim, the place where they're supposed to stand during duchening, are not yoitza. And therefore, modifies the Gemara. El ki asa rovin, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rav Shimon Chassid, Leipater Gamliel, Elish Am Sibasadus. Only people who couldn't make it to shul
to be yotze with the tefillah of the shlich tzibur. My tama, mishum danisa b'malacha. It's beyond their control. Avul be'ir, somebody who is in the city, loy, he doesn't have a heter, he should go to shul, and he should daven for himself. And the halach is that the shlich tzibur is moitzi the tzibur. The question is that, how do we look at it? Do we say that the shlich tzibur is our shliach, and he's our personal representative? Or do we look at the shlich tzibur as a representative, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if somebody can't daven, so then he can't appoint the shlich tzibur. Because the halacha and shlichus is that only something that I myself could do, I could appoint somebody else to do on my behalf. But if I can't do it, then I can't appoint the shliach. So if the shlich tzibur is halachically viewed as my shliach, so then I have to be able to daven. Or if I'm not agreeable, then he can't be a shliach. But if he's treated like the kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash are considered our representatives in doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but not considered our personal representatives, not that we personally appoint the kahanim, but the Eibishter should help that we should all be able to daven ourselves. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear all our tefillahs. V'yamalu kol mishalos libeinu l'toiva. Hanu l'och yontov, v'slikul l'och mesechta Rosh Hashanah.